This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Every weapon I own is slathered in that stuff. Go check them out and get on it today. My next guest, he has been a journalist for more than 40 years. He's been a shooter for 50 years, and he's got a book out now. My friend Rob Morris has been paying attention to him. My friend Dr. Jonathan Dean has been paying attention to him. And tonight, we're going to pay attention to him. His name is Chris Byrd. The name of his book is Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. Mr. Byrd, how nice to have you with us this evening.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Likewise. As well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Now, when you're talking about a mass killer rampage or a rampage killer, we're talking typically about the Aaron Alexis, James Holmes, Adam Lanza, Columbine Kid type killer, right? Not like the Omar Mateens and the terrorist type killers, but the ones that actually go in there with some sort of agenda.
Well, I kind of addressed both of them, mostly the former. But also there's a couple of chapters on terrorism, both what we've seen so far in terms of mostly lone wolf attacks, but also what we may get, which is more in the region of what happened at Mumbai, formerly Bombay in India, and also more recently in Paris.
Just out of curiosity, what led you to want to write this book? I mean, I see these guys all the time changing the definition of a mass killer. And, you know, according to them, we've had, about 500 incidents in the last 2 years, which is that your view? And folks, I haven't read his book. I know about his book. I know what a heavyweight he is, and that's why I've got him. And this is an educational moment for me as well. What led you to write the book?
Well, I guess it came out of I started writing about guns some time back in the late 90s when I produced a book called The Concealed Handgun Manual, when I tried to answer all questions that somebody who was considering having a concealed handgun license or already did. Giving them advice on things that they might expect, particularly if they actually had to shoot somebody, what happens afterwards, all that sort of thing. And I always started off a chapter with an actual incident. And the feedback I got was, we really like those actual incidents. So I wrote a second book called Thank God I Had a Gun, True Accounts of Self-Defense, and that was all about, I think there are, in the current edition, there are 17 stories of ordinary people using guns to defend themselves or others, and what happened and what we can learn from those particular incidents. And then that sort of The concealed handgun manual was seemed to be going fine. It's now in its sixth edition, and in the last edition, the sixth, I had the first chapter was about mass killings, and I thought, well, I think this deserves a whole book on its own. And so I kind of expanded that first chapter into this book. The title is Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage, but the subtitle is When Seconds Count, Police Are Still Minutes Away. And one of the things that I think you can I hope you take out of the book after having read it is that you are responsible for your safety. You cannot wait for the police to arrive and rescue you.
Yeah, I'm on that page already, Chris.
I'm already.
I hang out with the dean and with Morse, so I mean I'm on.
Well,
that page.
Right.
But now. When you're looking at these incidents, and we're not going to have time for you to answer this, but I want you to think about this. Most of these that are occurring that really grab the headlines are occurring where nobody's supposed to be legally carrying a gun. And then occasionally we'll see one like Clackamas Mall in Oregon, where I guess he just disregarded. My understanding was Clackamas Mall was a gun-free zone, but young Nick Melly disregarded that sign and had a gun on him. And it, you know, I've read the statistics on loss of life when you're waiting on the cops that you're talking about being minutes away is about 18 in one of these shooting incidents. And if there's an armed civilian there, about 2.5. So, now I know there have been incidents where there were a lot of victims potentially there that got stopped by civilian shooters. What are you finding, and when you're compiling all of this data, what is a common denominator you find where these things are successful?
When somebody can stop the shooter police arrive?
When the shooter has no one there to stop him till the police arrive. Where right. I mean, all the gun-free zone that they all talk about, that's where they all occur.
Well, almost all of them. The most famous one that didn't occur in a gun-free zone was the one in Tucson where Gabby Giffords was wounded and a federal judge was killed and several other people, including a young girl. One of the people who responded to that, a civilian who was buying cigarettes nearby, he had a gun on him. And he ran to the sound of the gunfire, and he saw an older guy getting up off the ground with a gun in his hand. Fortunately, he also saw it was a Glock, that the slide was locked back, so he knew that it wasn't functional. And he attacked the guy, but he didn't draw his gun, which I think showed excellent judgment on his part. And he and several other people held the bad guy until the first deputy sheriff arrived. Those three or four people who attacked the shooter saved a bunch of lives.
Real quick, where can people find this book at? We're going to break. Where can they find the book that you've just put out?
You can get it from Amazon, from any bookstore. You can order it, or if you want a copy with a signature in it, either as a gift or for yourself, you can call my toll-free number, which is 888-700-4333.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool. When we get back, I want to talk about some places where I've seen another statistic I want to touch base with you because I'm hoping you know. My guest is Chris Bird. This is Lock and Load.
time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Everything I have is coded in it. That's how I know. Check them out. Now then, my guest, he is a British military veteran. He was in the Royal Military Police in the 1960s, stationed in Berlin, West Germany, and Belgium, serving as the company weapon training officer and winning awards for shooting in competition. But after he left the UK, came to the United States by way of Canada. This is Chris Bird. He is the author of the book that we're talking about today, Surviving a Rampage Killer, which I know I got the title wrong, Chris, and I'm sorry. For some reason, that just keeps messing with my head because I want to call it so many things. If somebody picks up the book and they're not somebody like me, okay, they're not somebody that is a gun carrier, which, you know, carry a gun everywhere I go. Don't go in places where they won't let me carry guns. If somebody is not a gun carrier, what kind of advice do you give them, or is there any advice that you give them besides maybe you ought to carry a gun just in case of this particular kind of incident?
Well, a gun is the best protection against mass shooters. However, there is a chapter in there which is based on the ALICE system. ALICE stands for alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate, not necessarily in that order. And it's an excellent program. I call it the unarmed response. And a lot of federal agencies and police agencies have kind of adopted this for civilians, teachers, that sort of thing. And basically it gives people options. Lockdown isn't the only option.
Right.
Although it appears to be still in a lot of jurisdictions. But if you can get out, get out. The guy who taught me, I did a two-day instructor's course on ALICE, and the guy who taught the class, a guy called Kenny Mabry, who was a University of Southeastern Missouri, I think, police officer. And he said, when my son was six, I took him into the principal's office, and I said, I have given my son permission to break out and escape if he's in a position where escape from a bad guy is necessary. And the principal says, you can't do that. We're responsible for these people. And he said, look, I can come back afterwards and repair your window. I cannot replace my son. And a lot of police officers are basically telling their kids the same thing. If there's something like that going on, get out, get away. If the run, hide, fight is another way of putting it. And that's obviously the run part. Hide if you can find a place. Turn off your cell phone, et cetera, et cetera. If you have to fight, we did some interesting experiments with this. Guy with a blue gun, a dummy gun, was trying to kill a couple of people, and they were throwing soft rubber balls at him. And his instinct was to protect his face. The
right.
gun was still in his hand, but it was pointed at the ceiling. It wasn't pointed at them. And the idea of if you have to fight, and it's definitely a last resort if you're unarmed, then attack the guy. Don't cringe under the desk. As Greg Crane, the inventor of the ALICE program, said, cringing under a desk is not a recipe for survival. And I agree with that 100%.
Now, I have read that in most cases when one of these types of killers is stopped, 60% of the time is because a bunch of unarmed people stopped it. I mean, and we saw this during 9/11 when a bunch of unarmed people took all the hijackers and had the plane flown straight into the ground. So if there's somebody's got the presence of mind to take this on, they can be successful. But then we look at, looking at the Pulse nightclub where They watched him coming up on them to shoot them. I mean, the changing of the mindset. I mean, how do you approach changing that mindset, going from the run and hide to okay, now I've got to get downright, you know, primitive with this person.
Right, right. And you've got to be absolutely ruthless. There's no giving the guy another chance. His object in being there is to kill as many people as he possibly can. And I say he, it's usually a man or a young, a youth. And, so you really have to attack. What happened, the incident that, Greg Crane used a lot in promoting this, system was, Jake Riker. Jake Riker was a 17-year-old, wrestling, champion or whatever, I guess, at Springfield. The school was in Springfield, Oregon, high school. And guy came in, started shooting people with a sawn down 22 rifle with 50 round magazines. Jake had actually been hit. He didn't realize it. He'd been shot in the lungs, and he charged the guy. He led the charge. And when he did that, his brother, younger brother, and other people followed and attacked the attacker and overcame him, kept him, and still, well, he said, they had to drag me off him. He was beating the guy quite adequately as rescuers turned up.
So, real quick, we're going into the next break. Where can they find this book?
They can get it from Amazon, or they can get it if they want an autograph copy, either as a present or for themselves. Call 888-700-4333.
We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. And I mean, it works really well. And what I like about it the most is it makes all of my weapons smell like a York peppermint patty. And that means that they're not going to get wet or rust. The name of this book is... Where is it? Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. The author of this book is Chris Bird. Moved to Canada, worked as a cowboy there for a little bit, and while shooting and hunting extensively in British Columbia. A longtime journalist, a longtime shooter, now nestled where you don't mess in Texas. When we're talking about are there any preventative measures for a mass killer rampage?
Well, my personal favorite would be have a gun. realistically, that's not always going to be possible.
Right.
But that is a solution. But along with have a gun, make sure that you have the sort of training that that is going to prepare you for what is likely to happen. I think a lot of people have been taught for a long time that, in fact, when I was researching the concealed handgun manual, I talked to San Antonio homicide detective who at the time had a couple of sons, about 10 and 12, and he said they had been taught at school that all guns are bad and anybody who had a gun was bad. And he had to talk them out of that attitude. I found that absolutely appalling, but it's something that's there in the education system and that we have to change, because unless you know as much as possible about what can happen, you're going to freeze or you're going to panic. But if you have a plan, then even if the plan goes awry, as most of them do fairly early on, at least if you've got a plan, you're thinking about survival. One of the things, I guess, that is most important is being absolutely aware of what's going on around you. One of the things that upsets me some is you walk down the street and you see particularly young people, not only young people, they're texting.
I know where you're going. Yeah, yeah.
And they're paying absolutely no attention to what's going on around them. They might as well have a sign on their back saying, "Rob me now, I am not dangerous."
Or a sack. May as well just have a sack over their head.
Yeah, right.
You know, in your former, in where my mother's from and where you're from in the UK, they have YouTube channels that are nothing but CCTV of people walking into telephone poles or other objects while texting.
Yeah, it's something that I guess it's a part of modern life, but personally, I try and resist it, and have a good friend who has been a teacher of cops, how to survive all his life, and he has a son who's just gone off to college, and I've watched him, and he's paying attention to his cell phone. He's not paying attention to what's going on, and I mentioned it to him once, and his father kind of backed me up, but you cannot, in this world that we live in, you cannot afford just to wander about with your face in the telephone and paying no attention to what's going on around you, because a lot of bad stuff can be avoided if you see and you analyze what you see.
Yeah, I really don't get that, because in today's culture, it sort of seems like there's a lot of, you know, everybody's talking about safe spaces and fear and microaggressions and all this other stuff. Doesn't it sort of seem like you would, if that's the way you're going to live your life, wouldn't you be looking for trouble?
I think so. Yes, Bill.
Yeah, but I mean, none of that stuff concerns me. Now, one of the things that I do, had a heart attack a while ago. I haven't had a chance to tell you that, but part of my rehab has been riding a bike. And when you're riding a bike around pedestrians, you have to learn to look way ahead of you and begin to anticipate what's coming on. And that, for me, has been a very good exercise in walking around downtown when I'm carrying a gun. Because I'm looking, you know, like a block down the street to see if anything down there is happening. Because if I can see it beginning to unfold a block down the street, chances are I can get behind real cover. And at very best, I can at least have a decent position to hold if something bad happens. And but when I'm out there riding that bike around these pedestrians, I could ride right over their backs, and they wouldn't know that I was coming until I hit them in the back.
Right, right.
Because their head's in that phone. So, I mean, I completely understand what you're saying, man. I sit back and I shake my head on a regular basis, and I preach awareness all the time. We got a couple of minutes left. I don't want to get you into anything really deep. What kind of gun do you carry in Texas?
Well, I've always been fond of the CZ line.
Ah.
First gun I ever got was, or first semi-automatic I ever got. My wife gave it to me as a Christmas present, and she wasn't allowed to take it from the store and wrap it up under the tree or anything like that. I had to go and get it and go through all the police procedure that you have to go through to have a handgun in Canada. But I now carry most of the time the compact version in 9mm, and I like those guns a lot.
See,
I've got a couple of additions. One is I like the Crimson Trace laser. There are most of my guns, and I also like being an old guy. My sight isn't perhaps as good as it used to be, but the excess sights with the big dot on the big round dot on the front and a shallow V at the back, I find that even without my glasses, I can get on target with that.
Nothing wrong with that. I've got RMR on one of my carry guns. I mean, I think being older, I'm 55. I don't know how old you are, and you don't have to tell me, but I'm 55, and I've gone from being tactical to tactical. I just want to acquire them really quick and stop them, and I don't care how well I do with an eye chart. We're coming up on the last break one more time. The name of the book is Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage by Chris Bird. Where can they find us?
They can get it from Amazon or order it through any bookstore. Or if you want an autographed copy, either as a present or for yourself, then give me a call at 888-700-4333.
That is a splendid way to get a book. We'll be right back. My guest, Chris Bird. This is Lock and Load.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, it does. Check it out. Now then, my guest, he has written the Concealed Handgun Manual, which is now in its sixth edition. Thank God I Had a Gun, True Accounts of Self-Defense, now in its second edition. He has written articles for SWAT Magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, and The Gun Mag. Concealed handgun instructor certified in the great state of Texas, where he has made a spiritual home with his wife of 32 years. This is Chris Bird. Do you think there will ever come a time, like in Arkansas, in Texas, in certain parts of Texas, Utah, in Ohio, they're beginning to arm teachers? Do you think there's ever going to come a time where the United States looks at this and says, you know, the only, well, basically agrees with everything you say about prevention of these things? Do you think that's ever going to happen?
Very slowly in some cases. I mean, particularly large school districts that have their own police departments. I think in a lot of cases are fooling themselves. As our mutual friend, Dr. John Edeen, says, of security in the hospital where he works. Well, right. It's fine if you've got the security guard on the ground floor and there's an emergency on the ninth floor. By the time he gets there, it's all over. And I think this is true with schools and other buildings, malls, whatever. There's not going to be enough security personnel to effectively stop that whatever's happening immediately. I talked to one guy who was going through a course at Tactical Defense Institute in Ohio, a teacher who said, if you'd asked me 2 years ago whether the school district that I'm teaching in would allow us to carry guns, I'd have said never in a million years. Now I'm doing it. So slowly it's taking hold. Utah, I guess, is the best because the Supreme Court there has ruled that if you've got a concealed carry license, then they can't stop you from, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a visitor, whether you're a parent, you can't be stopped from going into a school or educational establishment with your gun.
Right.
And I think that's how it should be all across the country. But there are places like Washington, D.C., for example, New York City, Chicago, where I doubt that that will ever happen. Or if it does, it'll be an awful long time in coming. And it may be prompted by an armed teacher who actually does take out an active shooter, as they call them. I prefer to call them active killers because, as John Benner at Tactical Defense Institute said, we're all active shooters. We're not all active killers. And but anyway, I think that slowly people are going to come, particularly if the terrorism thing gets worse. Because the only way, as Wayne LaPierre of the NRA has said, the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And that's largely true, I think.
So you think now, and I have felt this myself. I have felt this myself, and I'm not looking forward to it, but I mean, the nightmare scenario in the United States would probably be a Mumbai type attack where they're dismounted and going from building to building, place to place, taking cars and doing all these other things and not being static, not taking one place. That would be a game changer in a lot of cases in the eyes of the populace, wouldn't it?
I think it probably would. One of the things, John Gyduck, who's written several books, including one about Beslan, the school in South Russia that was attacked some years ago, and has studied this quite a lot, he said that he talked to some of the officials after the Mumbai incident, and there were actually 10 terrorists. They thought that there were 100.
Right.
At least. And so a small group of highly trained terrorists can hold a whole city at bay for several days. And if that happens here, and I think that's more likely than something of the Beslan type, because
right.
there was maybe 50 people who were part of the terrorist team. I don't think you're going to have that many people here without some word getting to the authorities and the whole thing getting stopped.
Well, in Dallas, they thought they were facing, what, 4 or 5 people, and it was one guy, and that's because of all the sound bouncing off buildings and everything in that close proximity.
Absolutely.
But they thought they were being triangulated on and tracked by multiple snipers, so... Yeah, I guess they would call that the fog of war, not being able to get that stuff together. It takes a minute, but I don't know. I guess we'll see. Yeah, the Beslan scenario, I guess that would be such a marshaling of people. That would be quite an operation pull off in the United States. But then again, the other thing is the multi-attack, and that's something I wish I had time to talk to you about, but... You know what? I've got your book. I've got Mr. Bird's book coming, so I'm going to read the book cover to cover and then have him back as we continue to push this book, because this is the thing that I fear the most, the mass rampage killer. And preventing that at all costs, if that means everybody carries a gun, is good. But one thing that bothers me, Chris, is the idea of one of these coordinated attacks like we saw in Paris where they had multi-targets coming off 5 minutes after each other. And then the authorities don't know which way to go. The radios are all jammed up and everything else. And that's nightmare scenario on steroids for me.
I agree, Bill. Yeah, absolutely. That's probably the worst form of attack that we're going to see. Hopefully it may not happen. But Bill Bratton, the New York City police commissioner was interviewed on 60 Minutes some months back, and he said that's what we train for, Mumbai.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they need to train for the worst case scenario. Now, I know of an exercise that happened up in New Jersey, I think, or somewhere. I'm not sure. But they had supposedly 25 terrorists, and they sent 150 cops after them, and the terrorists killed all 150 cops in the exercise. Did you hear about that one?
No, actually, I didn't.
Yeah. I don't know the details because nobody wants to give out the details, but I heard them discussing that at some one of those NRA shows. And but definitely, we will be having Mr. Byrd back on the show once I read the book and I'm a little more educated. I just wanted to push the book, Surviving a Mass Rampage Killer. One more time before we're done here, Chris, if you will, give everything out how they find you.
Well, you can get it at Amazon or order it through any bookstore. I have a bookstore distributor. And if you want a signed copy, either as a Christmas present for somebody or for yourself, call me at 888-700-4333.
Text me that. You've got my number. Text me that number so I can put that in the show notes for the podcast, if you would be so kind.
I certainly will.
Well, we'll put that out there as well. And Facebook, are you on Facebook?
I used to be. I don't know much about that sort of thing. I had an outfit in Florida that they now keep me on Twitter. But not on Facebook at the moment.
Listen, I wouldn't do Facebook at all if I didn't have a radio show. No way you get me on Facebook. Thank you very much for the short. Mr. Byrd joined me on very short notice. Thank you very much for joining me, Chris. We will do this again.
Well, thank you, Bill. It was a pleasure.
Yes, sir. All right. Hour number three coming up. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating your faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange at less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.